Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. This is a Sports Ethos presentation. I'm your host, William Harris, a.k.a. William Is Bill. And you may recognize me from the All Rookie Podcast, which I'm still going to be doing, by the way. But I'm excited to let you guys know that the Box Score Breakdown is back. The show has been on hiatus for 3 years, but we have a great team that has put the show back together to cover the games of the night. Myself, William Harris, and Tim Woodson will be running the show, and we'll talk about the fantasy implications from the games of the night, including stats, pickups, edge, drops, injuries, all that good stuff. So without further ado, let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. We're going to go over the box scores, the games, the highlights, the fantasy, all that good stuff. And before I say that, let me say my Twitter is at William Is Bill. So if you want to follow me on there, and I just want to thank you guys for watching. And shout out to all the list fantasy NBA listeners. You know, that's a great podcast that we have with Sports Ethos as well. So let me show you what we're going to be talking about today. The Hornets and Nets. The Hornets won, surprisingly, 136 to 117. Very surprising, I might add. For the Nets, you know, well, both teams kind of suck, honestly. But for the Nets, they had Michael Porter Jr. starting, Nick Claxton, Terrence Mann, Cam Thomas, and Ben Saraf. And that was a bit of a surprise for most people because Igor Demin, the 8th pick in the draft, did not start. And they started Ben Saraf. But Ben Saraf only ended up playing 20 minutes and Igor ended up playing 22. So you can tell that the Nets are still trying to figure out their roster. You know, the game was a bit of a blowout, but people say they were introducing Igor in a little slowly because he was banged up in the preseason. But for the fantasy contributors that did well, let's start with Cam Thomas, the biggest name on the Nets. Had 15 points, 2 assists, and 1 block. You know, solid. You only really want Cam Thomas if he's putting up big numbers. And this was a average game. He did great from the free throw line, 11 for 13. Terrible from the field, 2 for 9. Nick Claxton had a solid game with 17 points. But where are the rebounds? 4 rebounds. You know, he shot 8 for 12 from the field, so that's good. No blocks. So that's what we do want to see. And I'll mention Michael Porter Jr., 12 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. Solid game. That's all you can say, really solid. 3-pointers, 2 for 7. And like I mentioned with Igor Demin, off the bench, but he did still have 14 points, 5 boards, and 2 assists. So solid game, 4 for 6 from the field. His future will be bright, but we're going to have to see if the Nets are going to keep splitting him and Ben Saraf in the future. And Tyrese Martin off the bench. Now, that's De'Ron Sharpe off the bench, had 14 points. So we know he's a good, solid backup if Nick Claxton ever gets banged up. For the Hornets, your contributors, of course, you're looking at LaMelo Ball, 20 points, 8 assists, not much else. Solid game. You know, we know he can do much better than that. He normally is doing great in the rebounds and assists. Ryan Kalkbrenner, 10 points, 11 boards. He started. That was a surprise, you know, because people thought Musa would start. He was getting all the buzz before the season. But we all thought Kalkbrenner was a better player. So we see that they started him 27 minutes. Musa played 21. So keep an eye on that. Brandon Miller had a great game with 25 and 7 assists. 0 rebounds, but 7 assists, so that's great. And Miles Bridges with 18 points, 11 boards, 4 assists, and 1 steal. Good all-around game. Another rookie started, Con Knipple, the 4th pick in the draft, had 11 points and 5 boards. Good shooting performance. And, you know, the bench players for the Hornets all did well also. But this was a blowout, so you really can't take much from this side of things for the Hornets, I don't think. You're going to need to see a few more games to see how it's really going down. Now let's go to the Knicks game. Knicks and Cavs. The Cavs beat the Knicks. No, the Knicks beat the Cavs 119 to 111. For the Cavs, Evan Mobley, 22 points, 8 boards, 3 steals. Really good game for Evan Mobley. As well, we know he's a top 50 performer. Donovan Mitchell, huge game. 31 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Great performance by Donovan. We know he's an all-star player, living up to the name. And Merrill might have been a surprise for you guys. He averaged 16 points tonight, and he started. And Jalen Tyson, the rookie from last year that we wanted to see play more minutes, he got the start because of injuries. Only had 5 points and 2 boards, but it is interesting to see that they started him. I thought he might have 20 minutes off the bench, but they started him. So they wanted to see what he's all about. We're going to have to see next game if Jalen Tyson gets more play. Off the bench, I have to mention Tyrese Proctor played 16 minutes. He's the backup point guard with Lonzo Ball because we know Darius Garland is out. But he was a late second pick, so we didn't know if he would play. But he scored, played 16 minutes, had 5 points. But for the Cavs, you really want to be looking at Allen, Mobley, and Mitchell as for right now. If you need threes, you can look into Sam Merrill. 5 for 10 from 3 is amazing. We'll see how long he can keep that up. For the Knicks, OG Anunoby, leading scorer, 24 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 steals. That's a tremendous game for OG in the win. Great field goal percentage, solid game with the 3-point percentage. And he played 38 minutes. So Tibbs is not there, but the big minutes are still there. Karl-Anthony Towns was a bit of a wonder if he was going to play at all, but he did, and he played 31 minutes, had 19 points, 11 boards, not much else, 1 for 4 from 3, but it was good to see him play because it looked like he might miss a couple of games, and then he's there the first game. A surprise to me, Ariel Huck-Porty started. I was a truther of Ariel Huck-Porty, but not so good. 2 points in 18 minutes and only 5 rebounds. So I don't think he will start next game. We obviously know Mitchell Robinson is injured right now, so that's why Huck-Porty started. But next, Mikal Bridges has 16 points, 2 blocks, 3 steals, 6 assists, and 5 boards. That is fantasy gold right there. So Mikal Bridges, we hope we can keep it up like this. I think he should be able to because their bench is not that deep right now. And, of course, Jalen Brunson, their star point guard, 23 points, 5 assists, and 4 boards. Great game. 5 for 18 from the field, though. You don't love that. He mainly was missing all his 3-pointers, 1 for 9 from the field. So we know that's not going to hold up, 1 for 9, obviously. So he makes a couple more of those threes. He has 30 points. On the bench, Miles McBride had a solid game with 15 points. But he's just someone to consider if Jalen Brunson gets hurt. All right. Next up, we're going to go to the Magic and the Heat. The Magic beat the Heat 125 to 121 for the Heat. Andrew Wiggins had 18 points, 4 boards, 1 steal, 1 block. Solid game. Nikola Jovic, he's a name that everyone notices, especially during draft time. He just got a big contract, but only had 9 points and not much else. He is starting, so that's something to keep your eye on. Khalil Ware did not start, so that was a bit of a surprise. But since he did not thrive, we know that could change, but we will see. Bam, solid game, 15 points, 12 boards. We would like to see some blocks, of course. His field goal percentage was not great. Free throw percentage was. Norman Powell, their big acquisition from the Clippers, huge game, 28 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. So if you thought the Clippers season was a fluke, if he is here to tell you it is not, Great game by Norm Powell. And Davion Mitchell had a tremendous game starting at the point guard with Tyler Hero out. 16 points and 12 assists and 2 steals. That's what you want to see. And a block. And almost 50% from the field. So Davion Mitchell, tremendous game. He may not have a game this good for a while. I won't say for the season, but that was a tremendous game for Davion. And the bench players are not really worth mentioning right now. For the Magic, Paolo, the star for them, 24 and 11 boards with 1 block. Great field goal percentage. Great game. Typical Paolo. We know he's a great player, but his rankings in fantasy is always a little lower than you would expect. Hopefully this year, he'll move into the top 100. We'll just leave it like that. But you know he's going to be great, especially for points lead. Franz Wagner, 24 points as well. 4 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Great game all around. Wendell Carter, the disappointing center. 9 points and 8 boards. 1 block. He did have a block a lot of times. Those are empty stats there. So it's good to see that he had a good rebounding game and had a block. We want to see those blocks up, though. Desmond Bane, first performance for the Magic. 23 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and 2 blocks in 33 minutes. So it looks like he is fitting in perfectly. Some people may have thought it would take away from Paolo or Franz. It did not. It only helped them. And they're going to have a great offensive season. And Suggs played. A lot of people were thinking, draft Suggs for later in the season when he comes back from his injury. He played the first game. That's great. 14 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and 2 steals. And great field goal percentage. So good to see Jalen Suggs in the game. On the bench, Tristan Da Silva, 16 points. You love to see that. Next, we're going to go to the Raptors game. The Raptors versus the Hawks. Now, the Raptors defeated the Hawks 138-118. Brandon Ingram, the new acquisition, 16-9 with 2 steals. That's what you want to see. The points are lower for Ingram than usual, but that's because he's on a team with Scotty Barnes now. And RJ Barrett, believe it or not. RJ Barrett was the leading scorer, 25 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. Incredible game. Almost perfect from the field, 9 for 12. Can't have a much better game than that for RJ Barrett. Next, Scotty Barnes, 22 points, 9 assists, and 6 boards, and 2 blocks. Terrific game, 9 for 14 from the field. Scotty being Scotty, a lot of people I'm sure were wondering if he would take a bit of a hit with Ingram in there. So far, Ingram has taken the hit, but I'm sure it will go up and down where Ingram is not going to average less than 20, I don't think. Jakob Poeltl, 14.6 boards, 2 assists. Solid. But it was only in 22 minutes, so hopefully those minutes will ramp up. Emmanuel Quickley, 13 and 8 assists with 4 boards and 1 steal. Good game, but 0 for 7 from 3. So Quickley is going to hit some of those threes. That's going to help a lot. And Grady Dick with 21 points off the bench with 5 boards. Great performance by Grady Dick. He's going to probably continue to be the first man off the bench. Next for the Hawks, of course, we're looking to see Trae Young and Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson with 22 points, 7 boards, 8 assists. You know, he missed a huge chunk of last year. So we're excited to see him back if he would take a back seat or shake out some rust. He came right back into form. Great performance, great free throw percentage. Zachary Richichet, the first pick in the draft last year, 16 points, not much else. He's not going to help you really in categories as of this, if things stay this way, because he's going to have to put up numbers in other fields. Porzingis, the new acquisition from the Celtics, 20 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. And that's what you want to see, 7-9 boards and a block or two for Porzingis. And he lived up to the billing, which led Onyeka Okongwu to come off the bench, which was, you know, so not everyone knew that was going to happen, but that's what happened. Trae Young, of course, 22 points, 5 assists. We expect more assists than that for Trae, but it was a blowout, but he did play 34 minutes, so I don't know. Dyson Daniels just got a big contract, only had 4 points, but he had those 2 steals that everyone is looking for. Now, we mentioned Onyeka, 18 points and 6 boards off the bench. So that's a really good game. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, 10, 4, and 4 with a steal and a block. So you can use him in deep leagues. So we're going to go to the 76ers next. I know you guys are excited. NBA basketball is back. The Sixers beat the Celtics in a barn burner. One of the best games of the night. Like I said, 12 games tonight. I'm going to try not to lose my voice. But Tyrese Maxey had 40 points and 6 assists and 2 steals and a block. All around tremendous game. One of the players of the night. And VJ Edgecombe, 34 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, and 1 steal. And that is VJ Edgecombe, the rookie, who no one knew would come out of the gates like this, just dominating and fitting right in. You know, I watched a good chunk of him playing tonight, and he looked like a natural. He looked like a vet. He blew by Jalen Green on one play and just dunked on him. Tremendous game by VJ Edgecombe. You can't ask for a better game than this. And in the first game of the season, ridiculous. Dominique Barlow started, which was a surprise for the Sixers. He scored 13 points and had 8 boards. Now, he's a talented player. He's never really gotten an opportunity. So that's interesting to see that he is starting, let alone getting minutes. That was a theme of the night. It was like, whoa, this guy's in the game? Like, Josh Minot was getting minutes for the Celtics. A couple other guys. I was like, oh, yeah, Ariel Hudporty starting. I'm like, wow, okay, this is a new season for sure. And the big name for the Sixers, Joel Embiid, you almost forget about him because it was a forgettable performance. 4 points, 6 boards, 2 assists. But at least he played 20 minutes. You know, there was talk whether how much is he going to miss? Is he going to miss the season? Is he going to play at all? He played the first night. He was out there. But 1 for 9, terrible. Quentin Grimes, 10 off the bench. For the Celtics, speaking of Josh Minot, on the Celtics, he played 14 minutes, but we'll get to that in a minute. Sam Hauser started. Not real fantasy value. Nemias Keita started. That's what you want to know. Everyone was wondering who was going to be the center for the Celtics. They brought in Chris Boucher, Luka Garza. They drafted Amari Williams. They have Nemias Keita. Nemias is the one that started, played 25 minutes. He's the guy you want on your fantasy rosters. 17 points, 8 boards. We want to get those blocks up, but it'll come. Derek White, 25 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, 1 steal and 1 block, doing Derek White things. Jaylen Brown, 25 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. Great game for Jaylen Brown, 50% from the field. And Peyton Pritchard with 16 points, started 1 for 7 from 3. That's what hurt him, but other than that, good game with 5 boards, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Anthony Simons, a lot of people thought he was going to start. Like I said, they started Hauser. Simons did still play 32 minutes, though, and had 13 points and 4 boards. But it's looking like not going to be as great of a season as we thought for Anthony Simons. Next game, we're going to have the Bulls. Bulls versus the Pistons. The Bulls beat the Pistons 115-111. Tobias Harris doing Tobias Harris things. 10 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. Jalen Duren, 15 and 6 with 2 blocks. That's what we expect from him. Kay Cunningham, really good game with 23 points, 10 assists, 7 boards, and a steal. Excuse me. Really good game for Kay, 34 minutes. He only shot 33% from the field, though, mainly because of 1 of 6 from 3. First game, you give him a break with that, but if he goes 12 of 24, you know, he's got close to 30 points. Call it a little first game rust for a guy going in the top 7 consensus, but really good game still. Guy I was interested in, Ron Holland, had 19 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block off the bench. It was a wonder, is he going to get lost in the shuffle, or is he going to break out? So it's a little bit of both. He's off the bench, but had a great game. And I didn't mention Asar Thompson, another guy that people are looking to see. What's going on with him? 11 points, 9 boards, 7 assists. So that's what you want to see. Almost a triple-double in 33 minutes. A little bit of everything. Had a steal and a block as well. And Isaiah Stewart had 20 and 10 off the bench. So the Pistons had a great game, but they just couldn't overtake the Bulls. For the Bulls, Matas Bezelis, big name everyone's talking about this offseason. 21 and 6 with 3 blocks. Great game. I can see him staying around this pace all season. Nikola Vucevic, the guy that people want to forget about, 28-14 with 2 assists and 1 steal. He's still kicking, still dominating, 11-18 from the field. Trey Jones started, had 12-8 assists. Those assists are key for you, so he's a guy you can look out for. And Josh Giddey, of course, got the contract, 19 points, 11 assists. That's what he does. Great free throws tonight, 8-11. Can't complain about Giddey at all tonight. You can complain about Patrick Williams off the bench in 17 minutes, 4 points, 4 rebounds. That was it. Ayo Dosunmu and Kevin Huerter, double digits off the bench, but nothing too crazy. Next game, we're going to talk about the Grizzlies, the often injured Grizzlies. We hope they get it together. Like I said, huge lineup tonight. I hate when the NBA does that too. You know, you should not have 12 games on one night and then 2 or 3 the other night. Even it out, NBA. Come on. I still got like 6 games left. We'll see if my voice holds up. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Pelicans 128-122. Zion, who we looking for? 27 points, 9 boards, 5 assists, and 5 steals. Incredible performance by Zion Williams. Williamson, I can't remember the last time someone had 5 steals in a game. And let alone it to be Zion. Great job. You would expect that to be Herb Jones. He has 17 points, 9 boards, and 3 steals. So great performance by Herb. Trey Murphy, and not as great. 13 points and 7 boards. He missed his 3, so that will be back, though. So he'll be fine. He's missy, didn't do too much. 5 and 7 with 1 block. Only played 23 minutes, though. And Jordan Poole, 17 points. Pretty much nothing else. He's just shooting that ball. That's what he does in 31 minutes. Off the bench, the surprise was Jeremiah Fears. Not a surprise to me. I'm the rookie guy. But he had 17 points and not much else. He basically copied Jordan Poole. But great promise from Jeremiah Fears to have such a great offensive performance tonight. Still got a lot to learn, but good performance by Jeremiah Fears. For the Grizz, John Morant, he was banged up before the season. Would he play? 35 points for John Morant. Incredible. 3 boards, 3 assists. We want those assists up, but it was just good to see him out there in 29 minutes. KCP, a guy that I'm concerned about. Like, he was going to hold on to his starting job, and he has so far. And he had a solid performance with 15 points and 4 boards, 3 assists. The surprise was Jock Landale. He started for the Grizzlies. Yes, Jock Landale is on the Grizzlies. 10 points and 2 blocks. You can deal with that. We'll see how long that lasts. Surprising that they didn't play GG Jackson at all, because they could have started him and made.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Jaren Jackson, the center. They could have started Cedric Cowart, their top 12 pick. Like I said, they went, but the way they went. Jock Landale. Jalen Wells, 14 points, 4-for-8 from 3. That's important. And Jaren Jackson Jr., 18-8. With 6 blocks. That's incredible. So these guys were ready for the season. And Jaren Jackson was thought to miss some time in the beginning of the season as well. So they're getting hurt, but they're coming back early. So that's good. Jaren Jackson, 6 blocks. Incredible. Oh, yeah. And Santi Aldama didn't start either. That's surprising. But yeah, off the bench, he only had 5 points and 6 boards, but he did have 2 blocks. Cedric Cowart, the rookie we talked about. Had a good game, though. 14 points, 3 boards, and 2 steals. So, if you want to keep your eye on a sleeper, keep your eye on Cedric Cowart. He had 22 minutes tonight in his first game. expect that to stay around that. And depending on KCP's performance, he can move into the starting lineup. Next game, the Bucks and the Wizards, 133-120. And this game was a bit of a disappointment because we had an injury, but hopefully it won't be out too long. Bucks won, 133-120. For the Wizards, Chris Middleton was a surprise big name performance tonight with 23 points, 6 boards, 3 assists. Yes, Chris Middleton is not dead yet. Keyshawn George, 21 points, 9 boards, and 4 assists and 2 blocks. Dynamic fantasy performance. Alex Starr, a guy I'm looking to step up this year. Not so much in his first game. 10 points, 11 boards, no blocks. We need that to be better, Alex Starr. That's all I can say. But it is a double-double. But I know you can do better than that being the second pick in the draft. Ending your second season. CJ McCollum, 9 points and 6 boards and 3 assists. Not great, but he's starting. And, you know, a lot of guys are looking forward to all these youngsters playing for the Wizards. But they started Chris Middleton and CJ McCollum. And it might be like that until they can trade him. Off the bench, they still have Corey Kispert for 3 three-pointers. Cam Whitmore, a guy a lot of people thought might start, had 14 points, 5 boards. Not much else in 19 minutes. You're probably going to have to get a trade for Cam Whitmore to be important for you guys. But we'll see what happens with that, a trade or an injury. And you know Chris Middleton should rest, so that should help Cam. And there's top 6 pick in the draft tonight. Trey Johnson, 16 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. In 26 minutes. That's the guy we really wanted to see starting. So we'll see how long CJ McCollum can hold him off. So we want to see Cam and Trey instead of Chris and CJ. But that's just not how the NBA works. You're going to see the old guys for a little while. For the Bucks, Giannis, the superstar, 37 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. That's the superstar performance everyone wants to see out of the top 5 fantasy pick. 16 for 26. And we know he had to do that because he's going to have to do more this year with no Dame. And now, for a few games at least, no Kevin Porter Jr. He got injured his ankle, had 10 points and 2 assists before he went out. So he really doesn't have a point guard now. So Giannis is going to ball out until the wheels fall off. Hopefully he'll last the season. Miles Turner, their other big acquisition, 11 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, and 3 blocks. That's Miles Turner. Type of line right there. That's what you want to see. Field goal percentage needs to be better. It was 33%. So, got to get that up. Gary Trent Jr., 3-point assassin, 5 for 11 from the field, has 17 points and 2 steals. That's a great game from Gary Trent. Next game probably will be terrible. He's not consistent, but that was a great game tonight. And AJ Green, 11 points. He started. No need to worry about him. Kyle Kuzma, who I thought would start, 12 points. 2 steals, 4-3. Kyle Kuzma, you got to do better than that. I mean, that's solid, actually. I just expected him to start is all. So we'll see how long he stays on the bench. No one else really a fantasy important. Next, we're going to go to the Jazz and the Clippers. Hope you guys enjoyed this 12-game performance. Comment what surprised you tonight. So much going on. It's like a tornado of things happened tonight. But the Jazz beat the Clippers 129-108, which is a surprise. For the Clippers, Kawhi didn't show up. Maybe because he's worried about all the news he's in. 10 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. But 10 points for Kawhi in 29 minutes, that's not the norm. 1 for 5 from 3, 3 of 9 from the field. Let's just call it rust and hope it gets better. Ivica Zubac, 19-7 with 1 block. Good game, good field goal percentage. With just maybe a few more rebounds next game. We'll see. James Harden, 15 points, 11 assists. See, nobody scored 20 on the Clippers. So that's a sign of disaster. So Brad Beal, 5 points, not much else. I'm not going to say he's not worth having, but it's looking rough for Brad Beal to have 5 points in 20 minutes. They need him for more than that, as you can see. That's why they lost by 21. On the bench, John Collins, a guy we thought might would start, did not because Derrick Jones Jr. did. And he scored 12 points, not much else. But John Collins, 14 points, 7 boards, and 2 blocks. So he's still going to be productive off the bench for the Clippers and be just as important as a starter. No one else really did anything but Brook Lopez, who had 15 points and 3 boards. For the Jazz, a lot of interesting rookies and young guys on the Jazz. We wanted to see how this was going to line up. Lauri Markkanen, of course, 20 points with 6 boards, 5 assists. Great game. Filipowski started. I expected him to start. Not many other people did, but the way he's been progressing since last year in this offseason, not surprising to me, but he did not have the greatest of games. 9 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. He'll do better next time. Walker Kessler is the guy that stepped up tonight. 22 points, 9 boards, 2 steals, and 4 blocks. That's what Walker Kessler does. And there's been talk they want to get rid of him. It would be stupid for the Jazz to get rid of Walker Kessler. I mean, why? You know what I mean? Why? A big shocker. C. McCollough started, had 9 points, 3 assists, 1 steal. And yes, Ace Bailey was active. Bryce Sensabaugh, active. Taylor Hendricks, active. Cody Williams, active. Walter Clayton, active. And they started Svi McCollough. So that was a bit of a surprise to everyone. But, I mean, they won by 21, so they look smart. Taylor Hendricks, 13 points, 5 boards, solid. Bryce Sensabaugh had 20 points off the bench, and we know he can put up points like that. And a great field goal percentage and everything. I would have liked to see him start. And of course, we would like to see Ace Bailey start, but he's coming off of the 2 knees, giving him issues with tendonitis. So they're taking it easy on him. He did play 20 minutes, but Ace Bailey only had 2 points, 4 boards, and 2 assists in 20 minutes. So you could tell there was some rust or some maybe not uncertainty about his knees, even like in his mind, because we know he's better than that. Walter Clayton, the other rookie. First round pick, 10 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. Amazing game by Walter Clayton, even though he didn't start because Isaiah Collar missed his game with injury. So Walter Clayton could have started. He did not. Like I said, Ace, Bryce, Taylor, they all could have started. The Jazz are like baby OKC with all the talent they have right now. We'll see what they do with it. Next, I know you want to talk about Victor Wembanyama, guys. Let's get to it. The Spurs and the Mavs. Spurs whooped the Mavs 125-92. And Victor scored 40 points, had 15 boards and 3 blocks. Incredible. Great field goal percentage. Incredible highlight plays. Wait till you watch those highlights tomorrow morning. Well, in the morning. In the afternoon. All week. Victor's a beast. As long as he's healthy, he's going to do stuff like this every night. Devin Vassell, not much offensively, but 13 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. The 2 steals help you out. Stephon Castle, no drop off for him. 22 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. A lot of people might have thought Dylan Harper was going to come in and just make Stephon Castle irrelevant. That did not happen tonight, but Dylan Harper was still useful without De'Aaron Fox in their lineup because of injury. Dylan Harper and off the bench in 23 minutes, 15 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and 50% from the field. Those are useful numbers until De'Aaron gets back, and then we'll see what happens from there. For the Mavericks, Anthony Davis, 22 points, 13 boards, and 2 steals, and 1 block. He can do better because his field goal percentage was 30-something percent. PJ Washington, solid game, 17-5. Cooper Flagg, a guy everyone's expecting to be a top 10 player this year. 10 points. He did have 10 rebounds and 1 steal. But his first game, not great. 4-for-13 from the field. You know, it was a blowout. So, but he still played 32 minutes and, you know, played against Wembanyama. I'm sure that was something to get used to. So, you know, not everyone's going to have a VJ Edgecombe 34-point first game performance. It's still nothing to worry about with Cooper Flagg, but they did start him at point guard, which I think is a horrible idea. He's not a point guard, and you're setting him up for failure. The Spurs did this with Jeremy Sochan to, like, think they're going to unlock something in a player But when you're a big like that, Cooper Flagg is like 6'9", 6'10". You can't, you're not going to be a point guard if you never play point guard. Just do it in the NBA. So they need to start D'Angelo Russell, even though people hate him, or get someone else. Let Cooper play his natural position, and I think that'll help them out even more than trying to experiment with him. Klay Thompson, 10 points, started for 22 minutes. Derek Lively only had 4 points in 10 minutes. I didn't see if he got hurt, but that sounds like an injury. So we'll see why he only played 10 minutes. All the other starters played 29 plus, except Klay played 22, but 10 is a big difference. So we'll see about Derek Lively. And no one on the bench really did anything. Max Christie, 9 points. For the next game, the Kings and the Suns. The Suns beat the Kings 120 to 116. And we can start off with the Kings starting lineup. DeMar DeRozan had 29 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 12 for 17 from the field. So DeMar is still doing it, not slowing down. Zach LaVine, 30 points, not much else. A surprise to most, Nick Clifford started, played 24 minutes, and did great things for the Kings. So the Kings, you know, they got Russell Westbrook, and we're going to see how that goes. Some people did not want them to get Russell Westbrook, but we will see. They were like, no, a lot of Kings fans are complaining about that, but it is what it is. You know, they have Dennis Schroeder starting for them. He had 14 points and 7 assists with 2 steals. Solid game for Dennis Schroeder. And Russ off the bench, speaking of him, 6 points, 6 boards in 19 minutes. 2 for 8 from the field, so that's not great. But, hey, what can you do? Malik Monk did have a great game off the bench with 19 points. I mean, that's all it was, though. So, you know, he doesn't have a well-rounded game right now, especially coming off the bench without De'Aaron Fox. It could be sketchy. But Drew Eubanks started. That was a surprise. I mean, they could have started Maxime Renard if they were going to start Drew Eubanks, and Eubanks did nothing. Maxime Renard did play 11 minutes. He did nothing as well, but still. Drew Eubanks? The Suns. This is why the Suns won. Let's start with Devin Booker, 31 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, 10 for 19 from the field. The classic Devin Booker. You know what's funny? I was looking for Kevin Durant's name, and he is no longer on the Suns, people. That is something to get used to. And you got Dylan Brooks on here with 22 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and 2 steals, and a block. So believe it or not, if you don't have Dylan Brooks roster, that is a tremendous performance, and he can do that on this team, because the only other double-digit starter was Grayson Allen. This is because Jalen Green is injured, so at least until Green gets back. But even when Green gets back, I think Dylan Brooks is going to be someone you can roster on your team, and he's not a name anyone sees on a draft day, and you're like, I want him, you know? But yeah, Grayson Allen had 18 and 7 assists, 5 boards. You can keep an eye on him until Jalen Green's back, but when Jalen Green's back, don't worry about it. And Ryan Gadun, he did start with 9 points, 10 boards, 3 blocks. So he's having an all-around category performance that you're looking for. You just want that field goal percentage up. 4 for 9 from the field. Not terrible. But Ryan Dunn, you know, he's a name that people are not going to talk about much. But 9 and 10 with 3 blocks is a tremendous game. And, you know, Mark Williams did not start. That was probably the biggest thing. Surprise, along with Kamon Malawach not playing at all. But Mark Williams had, in 24 minutes, 6 points, 11 boards, and 2 blocks, compared to also Iguodala, who started, has 7 points and 4 boards. So I don't know why they did that, but that was kind of weird. We will see if Mark Williams starts the next game, because that was a bit of a surprise, to be sure. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the last game, okay? Woo! What a lineup. 12 games. Let's not do this again, y'all. We might need me and Tim in here to do 12 games next time, okay? Last game, the Timberwolves and the Blazers. The Timberwolves won 118 to 114. Julius Randle, 19 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Jaden McDaniels stepped it up with 18 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, one steal and three blocks. Now, that's the great Jaden McDaniels. That's the McDaniels you want to see. Sometimes he disappears for days and days and days. But if you can stay consistent with this, Jaden McDaniels, the fantasy community will love you this year. Rudy Gobert, we look for him for rebounds and blocks. He had 10 points, 6 boards, 1 block. That's not a good performance from Rudy. Let's hope it's the first game. Not jitters, but you know what I mean. Dante DiVincenzo started like I figured he would. 7 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, a little bit of everything. We want more points from him, but he did only play 20 minutes. So that's because they played Terrence Shannon the rest of the time off the bench. And they may have liked what they saw more with Terrence Shannon because he played more minutes. But we'll see. I think that's a good performance from Dante. And Anthony Edwards, last but not least of the starters, of course, the most important one. 41 points. Our second 40-plus point performer of the night. 41, 7 boards, and 1 assist. Great game by Anthony Edwards. 50% from the field, 50% from 3, 100% from the free throw line. A lot of people were high on him this year. I saw him get taken before Cade Cunningham in the draft. People laughed. Anthony Edwards was like, no, you don't need to laugh at that. I'm that guy. So we will see how that goes. And like I mentioned with Terrence Shannon, 25 minutes off the bench with 10 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, and 4 for 7 from the field. So that is a good, solid performance. He's going to be the number one guy off the bench. That's not a big, you know, Naz Reid is that guy. But other than that, Terrence Shannon, so he will be in the mix. So these are names you're going to need to look out for. For the Portland Trailblazers, the weird Portland Trailblazers, Tumani Kamara just got a big deal. Had 10 points, 9 boards, 5 assists. The Twitter NBA community loves Tumani Kamara. I mean, he's a solid player, but they are hyping him up way too much. Jeremy Grant is still the better of the two at this moment, whether you like to believe it or not. And Jeremy Grant came off the bench. I'll go ahead and say he had 29 points. 3 boards and a block. He's just a professional player. Tumani is still coming into himself. Denny Avia, 20.7 boards. Not much else. 0 for 6 from 3. That's what hurt him. He would have had a big game. Donovan Clingan, 8.6 boards, 2 steals. We expect more from Donovan Clingan, like 10 and 10. So to have 8 and 6, first game of the season. But in 30 minutes, you can at least get 10 and 10. We'll see what happens with him next game. Drew Holiday, classics, 14.6 boards, 7 assists, 3 steals. That is a tremendous Drew Holiday game, honestly. He's playing like he did when he was younger. I'll just say that because he's old now. But Shaedon Sharpe also started with 15 points, 4 assists, and 1 steal. Terrible free throw, field goal percentage, 25%. He shot 5 for 20 from the field. So we got to get that up, Shaedon. He got paid, so you got to step that up. And no one else off the bench did anything. Everyone wanted to know what Yang Hansen was going to do. Only played 5 minutes, had 2 points and 1 board. Unfortunately, Yang Hansen did not get the time today. They mainly ran with Tumani Kamara and Jeremy Grant as the bigs because that's just... I mean, that's surprising because Rudy Gobert was out there. But Rudy, Rudy played 32 minutes. So I don't know. That was weird. You would think Rudy Gobert would have 20 rebounds this game, but it didn't work like that. So we hope Dame gets back soon. Robert Williams gets back soon. Scoot gets back soon. And we'll see what the real Trailblazers will look like. So that is your 12-game humongous recap, guys. I'm exhausted. But let me tell you some highlight performances of the night. No, Miles Bridges, 18 and 11. Donovan Mitchell, 31 points. OG had 24 and 3 steals, 14 boards. Norman Powell, 28 and 9. Scottie Barnes, 22, 6 and 9. Jalen Johnson, 22, 7 and 8. Maurice Maxey, 40 points, 6 assists. Vucevic, 28 points, 14 boards. Zion Williams, 27, 9 and 5 steals. Morant, 35 points. Giannis, 37 and 14. Walker Kessler, 22 points, 9 boards, 4 blocks. Wembanyama, of course, 40 points, 15 boards, 3 blocks. So we had 3 players over 40. Devin Booker, 31. Anthony Edwards 41-7. Great, great night of NBA. We are all exhausted. Thank you guys so much for watching the box score breakdown. And like I tell you, you know, we're back. We're here. The box score breakdown with William Harris, aka William Is Bill, on Sports Ethos. You know, like, again, shout out to Fantasy NBA listeners. Shout out to all Sports Ethos listeners. First of many. Till tomorrow, we'll be back. And I'm going to rotate days with Tim back and forth. So when it's me today, him tomorrow. And we're going to keep knocking it down for you guys. It's going to keep getting smoother and smoother. But no, hopefully no more 12 games. Whew, I got to go to bed. But this episode was brought to you by FanDuel. Thank you all so much for watching, listening. Loved it. Till next time, I'm out. Peace.